Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Since the farmers markets reopened this spring, one of the easiest things to find has been fresh herbs. Now, herbs are great because they can be grown undercover, and a little bit of space can yield a lot of product. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, I think it's really fun to review what's out there and how you can use it.
Oh yeah, they're all over the place now. That's they come up right at the beginning of spring. It's very nice.
First thing I saw were chives.
Yeah, I think those sort of signal to me spring, even through maybe a little bit of latent snow, you see chives poking up through there. And if you wait long enough, you'll get chive flowers too, the beautiful purple tops. But I think the just standard chives, just snip them with the scissors and then dice them up and throw them in anything you want a little bit of very subtle onion flavor in.
That's right. And what you can do is just take the chives and put them in a plastic bag if you want to freeze them for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And then bring them out. They work really well that way.
They're great.
Now, one of the first things I saw was sage. That fuzzy little, gray leaf that we associate with turkey, but there's other things you can do with it.
I think poultry is sort of the best association. It's very pungent. Mm-hmm. I think that it's a little goes a long way when you're using sage, and it's very oily. So, I'm not sure it's one of my favorites, but it certainly has its purpose.
Well, I think if you want to stuff a chicken cavity, for instance,
I think with poultry, sage is sort of the proper.
That'd be a really good use for it. If you want to dry it, just dry it in paper bags with long slits cut in it for circulation, or you can just hang it loose and let it dry that way. And you can put it in a jar and bring it out when you need it.
Yeah, so, dried sage is a good one to have.
Tarragon, one of my favorites. It's kind of a sprig with these long, slender leaves. It's a real classic in French cuisine. Slightly licorice anise taste.
Yep, the anise flavor. Yeah, I think that's great with seafood. Certainly finds its way into a lot of nice sauces. I think, again, an underutilized herb, but actually quite easy to grow, I think. It grows kind of weed-like, and so you should have some in your garden.
I think cooking will intensify the flavor of the tarragon.
Yeah.
So you would add it toward the end of your dish.
Yeah.
And I think you can chop it up and use it raw in salads or as a garnish with omelets.
Sure.
Really, really nice, very classy herb. I like it a lot.
Yep.
Oregano, beloved of Italian chefs.
Certainly.
It's this woody sprig with the small leaves.
Yep.
And, of course, it's used with the tomato-based sauces.
A lot of times,
there's probably some other things you can do with it.
Yeah, again, it's pretty intense, so a little goes a long way. I think it's great on roasted potatoes. It's certainly great to sprinkle on top of a steak. We make like an oregano butter, compound butter.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes great on top of just a grilled steak. But yeah, certainly pretty versatile and, again, easy to grow.
And if you want to just pull the leaves off, wash them and pat them dry, put them in a plastic bag, and they'll keep in the freezer for a good long time.
Yeah.
Spearmint.
All
the mint family, but I saw spearmint, which kind of made me chuckle because we think of chewing gum, but actually, it's a very intensely flavored mint.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily sweet.
No, it makes a great tea.
Just
in
hot
water.
Yes,
it does. So if you want just a very soothing glass of tea in the afternoon, a few sprigs of mint and a cup of hot water, and it's quite nice.
Some other things you can do with it is use it in curries and in North African stews, because a lot of times they will call for a mint component.
And it goes great with fruit, like in fruit salads. Adding it to cantaloupe and honeydew makes a really nice fruit salad.
It really does, and it's very, very easy to store.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a featured produce element in the show.
Huh.
And this week we're going to talk about morel mushrooms, which are in the market for about another 2 or 3 days, it seems.
Morels are sort of the spring mushroom. They're wonderful and certainly just a great intense flavor.
That they really are. So get them while you can.
Yep.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.